This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday, 29th day of May, as it's flying right by us. Coming up on the program today, we'll continue our NCAA tournament talk. We'll give you our bracket selections, who Daddy thinks is going to win the College World Series. Coming up later on in the show today, plus we'll talk with the head coach at Oral Roberts, Rob Walton. The teams are in Lincoln. They're all practicing today. If you happen to be heading down that way, it's free and open to the public. The Huskers are just wrapping up their practice, and then another practice going on. Four practices, of course, in all throughout about mid-afternoon. And then game one tomorrow, 105 Nebraska, Eastern Illinois. You can hear it on our sister stations, The Breeze, 94.5 FM and 1230 AM KHAS. Oral Roberts and UC Irvine play tomorrow night. We'll get to our email at the Tent Popper inbox. Already have some flowing in. More talk on the Roberts-Sally or Salee, depending on how you want to pronounce it, debate. There's a lawyer involved. I don't know where that's going to take a turn here. And really, if you read the stories this morning, there's nothing there. There's nothing new in the stories today and the stories that were in there yesterday, except there's a lawyer involved talking, and we all know what that means when a lawyer gets involved.
Well, Doug, doesn't it sound, though, to you like the Nebraska Athletic Department is hiding something?
They're trying to place some blame somewhere.
Well, yeah, why won't they come out and make a statement of some kind?
Yeah, somebody probably messed up.
Well, how can you mess up to this magnitude? But I mean, supposedly this is, I mean, everybody saw what Michael Beasley did for Kansas State a year ago. O.J. Mayo did for USC a year ago. Well, this is a player supposedly similar to those two guys, has an opportunity to be in that class of an athlete. Maybe a chance to take this team to another level. He's still trying to figure out a way. He's still trying to figure out a way to get in to the University of Nebraska, according to his attorney. Why would the athletic department say there, no comment, Doc Sadler will have no comment, that's coming from us? That makes no sense.
There is one interesting, just kind of following up on that, there's an interesting point in the Brian Rosenthal story in today's Lincoln Journal Star. Why would Salee attend classes while believing he wasn't enrolled? Okay, you know what? That's where it stops with me. His agent or his lawyer said Salee wanted to keep up to date on his coursework so that if the NCAA declared him eligible, he wouldn't be behind. He could enroll full time and could play in the fall. Yeah, okay. All right. I have a hard enough time getting enrolled students to go to their classes. Don't tell me guys that aren't enrolled are just going to classes, well, because I want to. Yeah, okay. All right. Sure. You bet. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, this is where we get into, here's the deal right now. Tony, it's over. It's over. Let's don't spend our time on a kid that's never going to play at Nebraska. Let's focus our time on finding somebody else and doing stories on other kids that are doing all the right things.
But Doug, that's exactly what this kid did.
It's over. He's not coming to Nebraska. They may find who did something wrong, and they may find something along the line that, you know, maybe he can be able.
It's not over, according to his attorney.
Well, that's just it. Read the story. What's his attorney actually saying?
His attorney says what Robert wants to do right now is see if there's any recourse as far as getting eligible at Nebraska.
Big 12 says it ain't. It's over. The Big 12 says it's over. It's not Nebraska saying it's over. It's the Big 12. The Big 12 Conference doesn't care. They don't care about this kid coming to Nebraska. It's over. They're not going to bend over backwards to try and help the Nebraska men's basketball program. It's over.
Well, I just want to know who at the University of Nebraska, if somebody's to blame, hiding this deal and trying to make it go away isn't going to help anything.
So what are you going to do, sue him? I mean, that's where this whole thing is headed.
Well, no, we can lynch somebody. Oh, we can shoot somebody. No, we can't. But somebody's got to take responsibility when this kid did something that he thought he was doing correctly. He supposedly took all these courses. He's got an associate's degree. He did everything correct. And then all of a sudden, I cannot believe somebody in the compliance department failed to inform. I understand if you're a marginal player hoping to fill the end of the bench. That wasn't the case here. You've got two and three people looking after an athlete of this magnitude, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, making sure you do the right things, making sure there's not a hiccup. Not only is there a hiccup, somebody puked all over the place. How can this happen? But somebody's got to be responsible. Why would we hide from it now?
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, into the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma linings, and for years specialized in paintless dent repair. If bad weather has you dinged your car up, see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Hopefully it's not dinged your vehicle up.
Yeah, hopefully, and obviously some big storms expected to roll in the area this afternoon with the temperatures making their way to the mid-80s. Hopefully that will not be the case, but if it does, check out the guys at the Dent Popper. They'll get it fixed for you.
Hopefully we can play a little baseball tonight. Scheduled to bring you Kearney Thirsties taking on Lexington tonight on Power 99 FM at 8 o'clock. They played last night, and Kearney Runs have picked up a couple of big wins.
Kearney Runs off to a real hot start, I believe 6-0 on the young baseball season, kind of finding some ways to win. Kind of blasted Norfolk in game one, then a much closer game in game two. But a great start. Great start for a team that I think relatively low expectations. I thought maybe they'd be kind of run-of-the-mill mediocre, about 500 baseball team from a lot of people that I talked to before the season started.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Ken, one of our emailers, says, I went to bed last night a happy man. The NBA season was one day closer to being over for the year. Big Daddy assured us that the hoof doctor took care of Big Brown, and the Royals had a 5-run lead going into the ninth inning. I awake this morning to find out that the Royals managed to blow the 5-run lead and lose to make it 10 straight. It's not over till it's over when rooting for the Royals. Ah, well, on the bright side, we are one day closer to the return of the Irish to glory and seeing the Cowboys get creamed. Ken.
A lot to look forward to, according to Ken. The Royals. You know what? I may take one for the team tonight. I've been holding off. I may bet on the Twins.
You know the Royals were favored last night? And not by just a little bit. And I guess there's a reason why. They were ahead 8-3.
I may have to actually, out of my pocket, just say, you know what, Minnesota, I'm going to bet $100 on you. And then, sure enough, the Royals will emerge victoriously, and we can all move on with our lives. Of course, I'll be $100 lighter, but, oh well, I've got credit cards.
Mr. Guillen calling some of his teammates babies after last night's game.
Well, a lot of people getting frustrated.
Catch the ball. Catch the ball, son.
A lot of people getting frustrated right now, and rightfully so. People, you know who's getting frustrated is people trying to play tennis in that French Open. It rains about every day. And you know what? To go to a country that hates you anyway, and then have to spend extra time there, that really suck.
Yeah, James Blake got out of there. What? So you're going to take one for the team tonight?
I'm going to have to bet on Minnesota. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it. I thought about it last night, and then I thought, well, that would have been perfect because it would have worked last night when we had the 5-run lead, but now it would have been.
It's not only that they scored the 5 runs. They did it with 2 outs. Then they bring in Craig Monroe, a pinch hitter. You know, he like the last kid you pick on T-ball. And he comes in and not only keeps the inning alive, but he hits a 3-run home run with 2 outs to tie it. And then in the 10th, as if to say, this isn't going to work anyway because they're just going to call strikes. They just throw one right down the middle of Justin Morneau. First pitch of the 10th, a bomb over the right field fence, 9-8, 99.
Well, but don't fear. Tonight, 7:10's go time. Minnesota's got a right-hander going in Slowey. Never heard of him, so I'm sure he'll win over Luke Hochaver. Hochaver 3-4, Slowey 1-4 on the year. I'm going to take one for the team. I've decided that already. Going to have to wager on the Twins. And so we'll take care of that losing streak tonight.
You're sure about this? Hochaver on the show, of course, a couple of weeks ago. Luke Hochaver right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, it'll take care of it. I can guarantee you that. All you got to do is bet against them.
Okay, let's get you a line. Ooh, it's a toss-up. Royals slight favorite, minus 115 open, minus 110. So that's even money both ways.
Okay, I'm just going to lay the 110, 115 out there.
Because you know some people that are in Vegas.
Yes, obviously we'll do it legally, because we would not do that illegally with a bookie, whatever those are.
What?
We've heard rumors.
Rob Walton, the head coach at Oral Roberts, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I just saw this as I was efforting to find the odds for you on the Royals game and the baby story from Mr. Guillen. News of the weird on the Doug and Daddy Show, which we have from very limited time to time. Out of Tokyo, Japan this morning, Daddy, a veteran sumo wrestler attacked a junior grappler with a cooking instrument and has been ordered to take a salary cut for his violent outburst. Toyo Zakura, whose ladle-wielding assault left the 18-year-old victim bleeding and needing 8 stitches, will take a 30% pay cut for 3 months. According to Japanese sumo officials. The same punishment was handed out to gym chief Magaki for beating a junior wrestler with a bamboo sword in the latest in a series of incidents that has tarnished sumo's image. Toyo Zakura, 34, the wrestler, apologized after admitting he used a ladle to hit the apprentice on the head. I asked him to do something, which I don't remember exactly, but he couldn't do it. Toyo Zakura said, according to a press agency over there. Sumo dates back some 2,000 years and retains many Shinto religious overtones, but the sport has been plagued by scandal in recent months. Violent hazing or beating during training has long been seen as customary, contributing to the sport's struggle to attract new recruits. But there was a public outcry over the death last year of a teenage apprentice who was beaten with a beer bottle and a baseball bat. Japan's government has weighed in on the issue, ordering sumo officials to clean up their act.
Now, did you say the other guy got in trouble for a beating with a sword? He was beating somebody with a sword?
A bamboo sword.
The bamboo sword must not be very sharp, because you wouldn't have to beat somebody very long, I wouldn't think.
Bamboo skin, not good.
So, like, when you see the big wrestlers, those sumo wrestlers that you would watch on a slow day on ESPN, they have went through this, and they are much stronger for it, apparently. Otherwise, they must leave the program.
Can you imagine a 350-pound guy, 400-pound guy, pick up a ladle and try to chase you down? You'd think he's big enough to just use his fists or something.
Well, like, I can't. I conk you on head. Who has a ladle just laying around? Get me more soup! I want more soup! Young apprentice, get me more soup! Whack! No soup for you! No soup for you! You should have seen this coming years ago, though, in the martial arts. I mean, Sensei was just a tool in Karate Kid.
That should have been the first clue that this was going.
Sweep the leg. Do you have a problem with that? No, Sensei. Good.
I mean, he even trained the kids to go so far as to say,
put him in a body bag, Johnny.
But
better scene at the start of Karate Kid 2, where Miyagi has him punch 2 windows out of the car in the truck, leaving him bleeding, and then he honks his nose.
That's a
live or die.
That's a memorable time.
Sand the floor.
Growing up,
paint the face.
Watching Elizabeth Shue.
Wax the car.
She was lovely.
Really bad movie on here lately, kind of like the first segment of this show. Really bad movie on here with some invisible man that's been on like the whole Memorial Day weekend. I don't know what it was. They're like scientists, and something goes wrong, and he becomes invisible. And, you know, she's not that old, but wow. Not the little babysitter we remember.
Yeah, Adventures in Babysitting. Another
Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon. Is that what you're talking about, Doug?
Yeah, horrible.
It's a bad movie.
That's not good, and they showed it a lot over the weekend. Also, yeah, and not our, babysitter.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Also, Michael J. Fox's girlfriend, right? In Back to the Future?
Ooh.
Is that right?
No.
Is that a different one? I think after the alcohol.
Help us out there. 1-888-455-3776 if you're.
I thought after the alcohol induced Vegas movie with Nick Shue, it was all pretty much downhill.
You're right.
Or Nick Cage, it was all downhill for Elizabeth Shue. Let's take a break. Wow, that's a lot to digest here in the first segment. Rob Walton coming up just after 11:30 here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can join us anytime on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. And you can join in by giving us your thoughts on the Doug and Daddy blog. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
This is nice. This is beautiful.
I'm so excited.
It's daring, but it's not over the top.
Exactly.
That old carpet had to go.
Ugh. Yeah.
I was never really fond of that color.
A simple replacement and, yeah, brand new.
It's time for wall-to-wall wow. Buy any carpet from the Home Depot's great selection of colors and styles and get basic installation in as many rooms as you want for just $199. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
A lot of people are going green these days, but at Mini, we're going British Racing Green. Because we believe you can hug trees and corners, and that 37 mpg and almost 500 miles per tank doesn't have to feel like it. We're also pretty sure that sporty looks don't hurt the environment. We're Mini. We make an environmentally responsible car, but it doesn't feel like one. Drive the 37 mpg Mini Cooper starting at 18.7 and go British Racing Green. MSRP excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. EPA estimated 37 Highway 28 City mpg for 2008 Mini. Mileage will vary.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kinos Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
Exciting Kansas City Royals baseball can be heard all summer long on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sheehan goes to the opposite field, slices one down the left field line. It is a fair ball, and it rolls away from Delmon Young. Two runs are going to score. Sheehan might. He may try to score. Here he comes. Relay throw home. Safe at the plate.
Kansas City Royals baseball right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see lingering clouds across the area early today, followed by some breaks of sun this afternoon, along with a chance for showers and storms developing this afternoon. Some of those storms could turn severe as temperatures climb in the low to mid-80s for highs. South winds gust to 12 to 25 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Fishing this weekend, Daddy. I want to know about fishing. You're in a tournament this weekend. You're starting to, well, you fish every day of the week anyway, so now you're trying to measure yourself against other fisher of men.
I hate to measure myself against other men, but this weekend I'm going to go back on the tournament.
Why? Why'd you have to go there?
I'm going to go back on. I used to fish a lot of tournaments. That's something I enjoyed doing. Competition level, well.
But you were tired of getting beat down.
Well, it gets expensive when you're not cashing in these tournaments.
So especially when you fish in Burwell.
Yes, yes. That's very correct.
If you take the Calamus, of course.
Yes. If you take a beating at Burwell every now and then, you don't go back. It's just something that happens every now and then. But this weekend, the lovely people at Sunday's Inlet Bait and Tackle Shop at Johnson Lake put together a little two-day walleye tournament. This is a second annual event up there. They do a great job up there, Dave and his wife Shirley. So me and a buddy here from Kearney, we're going to go take part in that. So we're going
to
head up.
So what's the goal here? What are we trying to get done? Not fall out of the boat?
No.
You know.
We're going to focus in, and we're going to, you know, we're just going to go up and have a good week, have a fun weekend, really.
Well, if you fall out of the boat and get hurt, you might want to see the gang at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Two clinics in Kearney, locations in Bertrand, Elm Creek, and Ravenna. At Family Physical Therapy, the staff committed to providing excellence and rehabilitation to all their patients. They're going to be with you every step of the way through the pain. That's why you're coming to see them. And then the success as they work to help rebuild and strengthen your body. They want you on the road to recovery and a normal lifestyle as quickly as possible. They've been doing it for over 15 years. From back and neck pain to whatever the pain may be, they serve the athlete and non-athlete alike with services that encompass a wide variety of therapy provided by their highly specialized staff. It's been working for years. They use state-of-the-art diagnostic and rehabilitative equipment. Family Physical Therapy. Don't just choose a name. Choose a team that cares. Two clinics in Kearney, also in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. We go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. Chris and Carney weighs in. Elizabeth Shue, also the love interest in Cocktail with Tom Cruise, of course. And yes, a very fine performance in that. You can do the hippie hippie shake. You can Kokomo. You can have too much champagne on the beach. You ever had too much champagne on the beach?
Matter of fact, I have.
I thought maybe. It's poison going in. Or no, how was it? Sweetness going in, poison coming out, yes. Perfume going in, poison coming out. Yeah. But the red eyes that they have very early in the morning, have you ever had one of those as far as a drink?
No. I've had the red eyes in the morning.
Just wondered. Okay. Just wondered. Thanks, Chris. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That might have been some of her finer work. That was prime E-shoe right there. That's prime issue.
I'll go with that.
I'd put her in the top 10 of our, you know, what would be our younger years?
Yeah, growing up.
That high school through college time.
Growing up when we spent a lot of time
like
alone.
Looking at girl.
Yeah. You know, in that stage of your life where you spent a lot of time alone.
Immaturity?
Yeah.
Well, we're still in that stage.
You know what? I think if you're going there, you know, you got to throw in Alyssa Milano on Who's the Boss. Very attractive young lady. Still very attractive. And Elizabeth Shue, those
Angel,
are the
right? Or what's she in now? What's Derek with the witches, the vampires?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Doesn't she do like a horse show? Like she's a horse whisperer or something, or something weird like that?
I don't know about
or
that.
A ghost, something. I don't know.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, sports, you have some.
Well, the College World Series for women's softball starts today. The eight teams are lined up. All teams will play today. The game started at noon on ESPN. Louisiana, Lafayette, and Florida leads the way. One thing that just stands out to me, kind of amazing, when you look at most of the records coming in at the end of the year, Florida 67-3. They played 70 softball games. 70 softball games for Florida. That leads the way. In the second game, the only Big 12 team left standing, Texas A&M and Virginia Tech get underway about 2 o'clock. And then in the night games, they kind of take a little bit of a break. And at 6 and 8 tonight, Arizona State, Alabama, and Arizona, UCLA.
Java Chamberlain, Tony, is starting to become more of a sideshow than a baseball player in New York, right or wrong? Last night after he pitched, only got 28 pitches, apparently was figuring he'd get more. They decided to bring in Rivera in the ninth because obviously it's been so long since he's even had a save opportunity. But, you know, then Java sprints out to the bullpen and he throws more pitches. I mean, it's just, and the camera's on him. Where's Java going? What's Java going to do? Here comes Rivera. Oh, Java's going in through the fence. What's he going to do now? Oh, he's throwing more pitches, just like if it was a real game. Quit it already.
Then he left out the back gate of the bullpen, and they followed him all the way there, too.
It's a sideshow right now with Java Chamberlain. Let's get one thing straight. Not everybody likes the Yankees. The Yankees stink right now.
Goodness gracious!
And Java has done nothing this year.
Had a nice year so far.
Nice. But, I mean, it's May. We're 2 months in. It is too early to be panicking, because this is exactly what the Yankees did last year, and they came back and produced, and they'll do it again this year. And it's not like their pitchers that are being hurt are all-stars. Phil Hughes and Ian Kennedy? Huh? What? Huh?
Yeah, they're still young, remember, people.
Now, what? I mean, just because Pettit's struggling a little bit, it's already too much time devoted here to Yankee talk, but isn't the Java Chamberlain saga right now a circus and a side story more than it ever has been?
Yeah, and Chamberlain did get an inning of third last night, but he still got, 2.28 ERA, which is excellent, but doesn't have 300 innings, in May. They're obviously thinking about converting him to a starter, but every time he may start Monday, they say, because Ian Kennedy's injured. And so they're trying to build him up. And how many pitches, how fast can you take this kid? What do you hope to get? 5 innings out of him? I mean, if you put him in that starting role? Is that the ultimate goal?
We'll find out. It'll be sooner rather than later that Java Chamberlain in the lineup. We talked about Cash Kulkowski yesterday. And since we last talked, named the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Nebraska. Just again, for the people that don't know, he pitched when he didn't pitch. He played shortstop on the mound for a team that went 20-14, 6-1, 1.51 ERA, pitched 55 and two-thirds innings, struck out 65, and at the plate hit .460. In 34 games, he had 32 RBIs, 34 runs scored, and 27 stolen bases. He's your player of the year. I think he's got to be way up there in consideration for National Player of the Year. Pretty tough for a Nebraska kid where you don't think of baseball for him to win that. But, again, congratulations to Cash Kulkowski. One other note that we're going to talk about in the last segment of the show, Dan Jennings officially picked to be the starter. I guess initial thought is, if that's what the pitching coach is, if they're going to go with anybody but Johnny Dorn, and there's a lot of selections there, I find it interesting that Jennings is the selection, but obviously they must think that's the guy to go. And just quick thought on that, Daddy, before we take a break and come back with the Oral Roberts coach.
Well, the only thought on that is they don't think Eastern Illinois poses much of a threat, especially with the pitcher they're bringing. 6-7 on the season, near 5 ERA. That's their number one guy. They're going to throw their number one guy. They think, hey, we can beat these guys without pitching Johnny Dorn. We need Johnny Dorn, especially facing a team ERA that's in the top 2 in the nation in Irvine, or a team as good hitting the ball as Oral Roberts is. So I think that's the thought process. They don't think Eastern Illinois is very good.
And need 3 innings out of Dan Jennings to give Nebraska time to score. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Rob Walton, head baseball coach at Oral Roberts, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Laptops and home computers are great. We've all got them. But everything you really need is generally on your office computer. Well, there's a solution. Use GoToMyPC to take your office with you wherever you go. That's right, take it home to your laptop. GoToMyPC is the easiest, best way to access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. It's easy, from any computer. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your office desktop instantly appears. It's like you're sitting at your office at home. You can access all your documents, all your programs, even transfer files. I use GoToMyPC. It's great. It saves me from going back to ESPN after my show. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This offer only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office with you, wherever you go. Try Go to My PC Free today.
If you think your chance to instantly win a Harley-Davidson motorcycle is gone, the Nebraska Lottery wants you to know there's still one motorcycle left. Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's a new idea, an exclusive idea, designed specifically for the beginning farmer rancher. Hi, I'm Daryl Strecker, Ag Loan Officer, First Bank and Trust in Cozad. It's our salute to you as you enter the ag industry. And to assist in your efforts, First Bank and Trust is offering long-term, low-fixed-rate loans, 3 years of pre-approved lines of credit, and more. So if you've been farming or ranching for 5 years or less, please stop by to see one of our Ag Loan Officers about our new First Ag Producer Program at First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis. Member FDIC.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kino's Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar-long neck specials all night long. And Sean Callahan's in the house.
This year's Fall and Winter High School Sports Podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com will only be available through June 1st, so download your favorites today.
We'll see lingering clouds across the area early today, followed by some breaks of sun this afternoon, along with a chance for showers and storms developing this afternoon. Some of those storms could turn severe as temperatures climb in the low to mid-80s for highs. South winds gust of 12 to 25 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can also hear us on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Bob Jensen. We haven't heard from Bob in a while and had a chance to switch some emails with him, and he's going to join us up as we head into summer. He wants to talk a little football, and we've been talking a lot of baseball this week, so we'll kind of break it up a little bit with some baseball and some football talk, among other things, tomorrow on the program. But a lot of baseball talk has been going on this week, and Tony, you know, a lot of people think that Nebraska can get by Eastern Illinois, but nobody is sure what to expect in Game 2, winner's bracket, loser's bracket, doesn't matter, Oral Roberts or UC Irvine.
Yeah, you face on teams with great, great records like Oral Roberts has at 46-12. They were 25-1 at home. In the Summit Conference, 24-4, an incredible record. I don't care what conference you're in, and we're pleased to be joined right now by the head baseball coach at Oral Roberts. Rob Walton joins us. Rob, we're going to bring you in with your own fight song.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate being on.
Coach, you've made it to Lincoln. What do you think?
It's a privilege and to be able to get into the tournament. You always feel fortunate because there's plenty of good teams sitting at home right now like to be in our shoes. So, you know, wherever you go, I think you got to feel fortunate that you're in the NCAA.
Well, Rob, I think if anybody that studies your statistics at all looks at one young man, and there's several that hit for power on this team, but one young man stands out, and that's your left fielder slash designated hitter, Brian Van Kirk, who comes in with a .421 average. And does he wear a cape under his uniform?
Well, yeah, he's a special young man at the plate. He's got a professional stroke. He's got big league power. He's got a great approach. He's got more walks and strikeouts. He's probably one of the better right-handed hitters in the country, and he's got tremendous power.
Coach, you go up against a team in UC Irvine. It seems to be the pitching against the hitting. Obviously, they kind of do it all throughout their order on the offensive side, but the pitching stands out. Is that what you see in Irvine?
Yeah, I think so. They manufacture runs probably better than anybody in the country. Offensively, you're going to see a lot of pushing and dragging, safety squeeze, suicide squeeze. They're going to try to steal. know, first and third push bunts. You're going to see a kind of a fast break type offense, if there is such a thing. You know, and their number one, obviously, is up for college pitcher of the year. I think he's got near 100 innings, only given up 50 hits, struck out about 120. Those numbers are kind of mind-boggling. So, you know, as they say, good pitching normally shuts down good hitting. So what we need to do is we need to be able to pitch. We need to be able to control their runners and keep their base runners off base so that they can't create their offense.
Talking with Rob Walton, the head baseball coach at Oral Roberts here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get ready to play the 7:05 game against UC Irvine tomorrow night at Haymarket Park. Tony talked about your top hitter in Brian Van Kirk, but also getting some top conference honors is Carlos Luna. Unbelievable, 12-0, 3.15 ERA, and not all of those come in starts either.
No, they don't. He was in the bullpen earlier, kind of our go-to guy. And we were waiting for a few guys to try to get healthy. Three of our recruits coming in were unhealthy, didn't get to participate in the fall. Actually, there was a fourth one who's pitching for us now, TJ Kelly, so he's having to learn under fire. But, you know, that's having some guys have to take on different roles early on the year. Carlos is a very resilient guy. He can go back-to-back-to-back days, and we were using him in that role. But he started to throw the ball so well, we decided to take him out, put him into rotation, and, you know, he just continued to throw the ball very, very well. So, I think he's helped us get to this point right now.
Jerry Sullivan and Mike Jarman, two kids that have been very solid. How are you going to approach the pitching rotation for the first two games?
I think we'll go game by game. They're speed guys at Irvine are left-handed, so we're going to start Jarman. We feel like all three of our guys have thrown fairly equal. Their numbers are, I mean, Carlos has got the most wins, but their numbers, hits per innings, walk-to-strikeout ratio is very similar. So them having four speed left-handers, we'll stick with our senior and throw our lefty the first game, and he started every game basically all year. So we'll just kind of keep our rotation the same. And if Mike's on, then, he could be very good.
Oral Roberts baseball coach Rob Walton joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, a lot of people out there look at we talk about the Big 12 Conference and what a gauntlet it is week in and week out. Talk about the Summit Conference and the teams you face and what the competition level is like.
Well, it is, it's obviously not the Big 12 or the SEC or the ACC. But it's difficult to play four games on a weekend. Most teams are playing three games. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal. We play Friday, Saturday, but two Saturday and one Sunday, so your pitching gets a little thin. And then, playing on the road anywhere is always difficult to do. Playing four games and winning four is more difficult than most people think. Oklahoma State, who I thought should have probably been a national seed as well out of the Big 12. I think they had a great year. And, they played Utah Valley State four times and dropped one. So it's not as easy to play for. You're talking about student athletes our guys are up at 6:30 in the morning lifting weights. Then they're going to class, then they're coming to practice, and then they're traveling, and then they got to play two on Saturday. By the time you get to Sunday, I know I'm wiped out. I'm sure that the kids are, So, from an emotional standpoint, you really have to coach and be creative on what you're doing on the weekends at our conference just because of the travel. And so, we're playing those four games on the weekend. Then we played Texas on a Monday. Then we played Baylor on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, Wichita State, a Tuesday, Wednesday deal, you got them all crammed in there, and the next, you got six games in a 4-day period. I mean, it's difficult, it can be very difficult on your athletes. So to get them mentally focused to play and physically prepared to play.
Coach, I think a lot of people think that this is one of the more interesting first round games. You've got, if you will, a couple of those mid-major teams battling here, and with Nebraska on the slide that they've been on recently, you get out of this first game and who knows who you're going to face day two, and really things could be looking good for the winter. A lot of emphasis on game one, no matter what. But just your thoughts maybe on the overall teams in this regional.
Yeah, very strong. I think, you know, Irvine doesn't have football, but I wouldn't call them a mid-major. You know, they're a, you know, another Cal State Fullerton in my mind. They could have easily been a number one seed. So I think Nebraska's had a great year. They might have stumbled a little bit late, but I don't expect them to play poorly this weekend. It's you know, NCAA tournament. It's too exciting. Kids are going to be really geeked up to play. So, but I feel like we have two number one seeds in this tournament. Nebraska is very deserving. I think Irvine should have been a number one as well. You know, so we feel like we got a good, solid club. Eastern Illinois obviously is playing well because they've won their conference tournament. So I think it sets up for, you know, pretty interesting regional, pretty exciting regional. You're going to see some interesting baseball. You know, we're kind of a physical team, and Irvine's a creative-type offense. They've got really, you know, good pitching. Nebraska's got really good pitching, so... and Eastern Illinois is going to get after you. So it's just, I think it's a very good regional, and it should be an exciting type of baseball to watch.
Oral Roberts baseball coach Rob Walton joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, everybody knows, I think, out there that Tulsa, Oklahoma is the home to Oral Roberts. What sets apart Oral Roberts from other institutions, and why would kids want to go to your school and play baseball?
Well, I think the classrooms are smaller. You're not going to get caught in a big classroom. You're not going to get lost on campus. You know, it's a Christian school, our kids go to chapel twice a week, which I think is great. And also, you know, it kind of gets them out of class a little bit and gives them a little downtime to relax. I think that's also important. For guys that are really focused on wanting to get better on the baseball field and want to really focus in the classroom and get their degrees, I think it's a great place. Like, we had 28 guys, you know, last fall with a 3.0 or better on our team, which we feel very proud of, and we have 34 guys on our roster, and the rest of the have guys had a 2.7 or better. So I think it's a great place to focus and really grow up and have an opportunity to get your degree and play great baseball.
Rob Walton, the head baseball coach at Oral Roberts. Last thing before we let you get out of here, people may be thinking, "What? You know, I should know more than that." It's just his fifth year at Oral Roberts, but he was a standout at Oklahoma State, Daddy. Drafted by the Orioles in 1986, had to get out of baseball because of some injuries, but this summer is going to be the coach of Team USA. Coach,
congratulations.
What an honor. You've got to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's an amazing, you know, I can't put into words. I did do a tour 3 years ago as an assistant coach under Coach Smith at Baylor, and I loved every minute of it. I'm a baseball rat, I love the game a lot. It's I've learned a lot from the game about life. I've got to travel the world, and it's an amazing experience. I'm very, very humbled to have the opportunity to be the head coach of Team USA, because I know there's a lot of great coaches out there. And I got an opportunity under Coach Smith as an assistant, and they thought I did a nice job there and asked me at the end of the year if I'd want to be a head coach in the future. I was humbled by that and said, absolutely. I've got a wife and three kids, and we got a baseball family, so it fits us really, really well. So I'm very, very excited about it and humbled at the same time.
Coach, was that same tour with Steve Smith also the same one that Tim Jamison was on?
Yeah, great guys. I loved both. Tim, I think, he's one of the best coaches in the country. He doesn't say much, but when he does say something, it really has a lot of meaning. I consider him a very good friend. I think he's a hell of a coach. You know, part of the reason why that conference is so good with Coach Anderson there at Nebraska and Tim and Coach Smith and obviously Augie, and, you know, Frank's done a great job down there at Oklahoma State, and Coach Childers, the former assistant of Nebraska, has done an outstanding job at A&M. So, it was really nice to get to know those guys, and I have very much respect for Tim and Steve as well.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck this weekend. Look forward to watching some baseball at Haymarket Park, and have fun and success in the beautiful facility there in Lincoln, and best of luck. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Good visiting with you.
Take care. Rob Walton, head baseball coach, not only of Team USA, but of Oral Roberts as well. Going to get the job done. I think it's going to be some exciting baseball this weekend in Lincoln. I think there's a lot of question marks, so you just don't know what's going to happen.
There's no doubt when you break the teams down and you look at the offensive production who leads the way in this regional. Oral Roberts, and this is the home run rundown of this team. 17-9-9-9-9.
74 home runs as a team this season.
No, I mean, they've got unbelievable power. You look at the doubles, 22, 18, 21, 16, 14. There's very few teams out there in the nation. When you're talking, and you can look at Miami, and you can look at Yolando Alfonso, or I'm blowing that name up, but the star for Miami, he does not have numbers. 72 RBIs for Mr. Van Kirk.
One thing, though, that does concern me about Oral Roberts, and I didn't want to bring this up with the coach, but you talked about the Christian education in the school they get there, and I'm looking at the stats for this Christian school. You know how many hits they have this year?
Yes, I do, because I'm looking at it.
666. 666 people. Yikes.
We didn't want to bring that up.
A little crazy. A little crazy.
Don't!
You know what's not crazy? Planting Dyna-Gro.
Oh, no. And when you finally can get back into those fields, when this rain breaks, probably want to be a no-till situation, and they've got Roundup-ready soybeans, and they're no-till tough, and they allow growers to take advantage of the many benefits of conservation tillage. Benefits include labor and time savings, reduced fuel costs, soil erosion reduction, and decreased soil compaction. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Dyna-Gro, no-till tough, Roundup-ready soybeans. They're bred to perform in reduced tillage environments. They've got other beans. You want a conventional till, that's fine. They've got soybeans that fit that, too. Their soybeans have excellent emergence and early vigor, superior standability, and shatter resistance for late in the fall, but all have excellent yield potential. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Get a hold of them and check out what they have to offer. I know there's a lot of people out there looking.
Got some more news coming your way. All-Americans and hockey news. It's all coming up after this. Plus, our selections on who will win the College World Series.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kinos Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
Kansas City has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of central Nebraska between the hours.
This is Nebraska. This is the season of severe weather, and it can happen at any time, and it can cause all kinds of damage. If your car or truck's been involved in a hail or wind damage, you need to know that you do have a friend at Eustis Body Shop. They turn damage into a brand new look. Call for a free estimate at any of our locations, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, or Eustis. We're Eustis Body Shop.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look! Move out of the way, is that Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
We'll see lingering clouds across the area early today, followed by some breaks of sun this afternoon, along with a chance for showers and storms developing this afternoon. Some of those storms could turn severe as temperatures climb in the low to mid-80s for highs. South winds gust to 12 to 25 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, Mike Hastings didn't stay the general manager long of the Omaha Lancers. He has accepted an assistant men's hockey coach position at the University of Minnesota. Omaha was the USHL's regular season playoff champion this past season. Hastings was the winningest coach in USHL history. And just a couple of weeks ago, has it been a month already? Good God, has it been a month? Since Bliss, no, it was the week of the USHL draft. Yeah. Just a couple of weeks ago, Bliss Littler left the Tri-City Storm, took over to be the coach, and not the general manager, just the coach. But now, we'll have to see what happens. Will he be made the general manager of the Omaha Lancers? And if it is, Daddy, it's going to cut down on his golf time. And he was all fired up to get a little more practice and a few more rounds in.
Well, a perfect opportunity before they have to hire him in that position to get to Kearney Golf Center. Kevin Kamrath there offers individual lessons or group instruction. Maybe you need some custom-built clubs. Doesn't matter whether it's irons, woods, or whole sets. They're available any height. You need them longer. Or if you're Grigsby size, you can get them shorter. You know what? He's going to adjust shaft flex, weight of the heads, grip sizes, all of them to fit your style of play.
Is there any truth that Grigsby just, you know, lifted about 12 putters and then got them he didn't have to get them reshafted. He just had to put the
different heads on them. Four sizes of range buckets, 8 target greens waiting for you. The yardage switches as it changes. As they move those reps, they update it for you. Got a short game area. We all know that's where the scoring goes on the golf course. That's where the short game. Work on your sand playing, putting, all that at the Kearney Golf Center, located south of UNK along Highway 30.
Hey, a couple of other notes before we get out of here today. Jeff Carnahan, I don't know if we got to this yesterday or if we had this information at the show, but named a first-team preseason All-American by Lindy's Magazine, a Division II preview.
He keeks ball
far out of Kearney Catholic. I had a couple of 50-yarders last year, 84.5% of his field goals. Also, their preseason top 25, defending champion Valdosta State, number 1, UNO 8th, Shadron 11th, Mesa State 22nd, 3 UNK opponents. Also, breaking news. Breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I didn't bring up the breaking news sounder because it's that breaking. That's how breaking it is. Runza Restaurants signed an agreement to become the title sponsor of the American Volleyball Coaches Association College Volleyball Showcase. In addition, Quest Center Omaha announced the event will return to the Quest Center in 2008 for the first of a 3-year contract through 2010. Tickets to the event will go on sale to the general public this Saturday. Who's in the field, you ask? Nebraska, Texas, Stanford, and USC.
Boy, that doesn't suck, does it?
Well, only if you're Nebraska.
Should
I predict right now 0-2?
Well, why wouldn't you? Negative, Nelly.
Wow. Wow. Nebraska will play Stanford Friday, August 29th, 7 o'clock. Texas at USC, 9:30. Why wouldn't it be at 9:30? Then Sunday, USC will tangle with Nebraska the 31st at 12:30, and Texas will play Stanford. So it's not going to be true tournament format. That way Nebraska and Texas don't have to play. Good idea there. But Nebraska and Texas will be taking on Stanford and USC. Again, contact the Quest Center. Go to the website, questcenteromaha.com, for more information. So breaking news, that's going to be a great weekend of volleyball with Nebraska, Texas, USC, and Stanford. Couple of emails before we get out of here from the Dent Popper inbox, referring to our movies earlier. A Hollow Man, Mark in Minden says, Hollow Man 1, not as bad as Hollow Man 2 with Christian Slater, direct to video. And Elizabeth Shue, only in parts 2 and 3 of Back to the Future, from Marty. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks for those updates, though, Elizabeth Shue.
Maybe they can have a Back to the Future 4 with Elizabeth Shue.
Nah, she's went downhill.
We'll work on that. Figure something out.
Let's thank Rob Walton, head coach of Oral Roberts University, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show as they get set to take on UC Irvine in tomorrow night's game.
Daddy, who's winning the national championship?
You know what? I'm going to take an ACC team. I, you know what? Miami's the number one overall seed. Doesn't usually come down to them. One of those other teams, like a North Carolina, has been there so close. Teams like that.
I'm going to go Arizona State over Florida State in the finals. We'll break down the bracket a little more tomorrow. Daddy's out tomorrow because he's got to go practice catching fish and staying in the boat. See you Friday. Doug and Daddy Show.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game on!